Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests, the Stampede String Band and Hannah Livingood, Jim Bowen, the Moonatics featuring Cindy Davis, music director John Baylor, and me, the announcer guy, Sid Schroyer. Recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is your Radio Hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. Thank you so much. Great to be here in the Little Moon Theater with my friend Sid Schroyer.
Hi, George.
Hey.
How was your week?
You know, it was a pretty good week. We got a lot done. We had a lot going on at the Moon. People coming in and out. It was like a hustle and bustle thing. And now we have the, you know, our new Moonatics group here, and we do a lot of work in improv, comedy improv. So it gets pretty hilarious here on Monday nights.
And we got a great show today, don't we?
We do.
This is a great band you've got lined up for us tonight.
I do, and this band is rather special because it is one of the members of the band is on our show. I'm trying to remember his name.
The very talented...
John!
What?
John.
What is it?
Randy?
John! Oh, yes, John Baylor! John! He's here with the Stampede String Band, and they're going to lay down some tunes with us, and we're going to learn a little bit about the history of the Stampede String Band, and it's fascinating.
George, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Ask him where they got the name, but not now. I want to hear him play first.
Oh.
Later on, when you get a chance.
You got me really confused.
Nobody ever climbed the mountain. Sailing round the world, but I'll climb a mountain, set out on the they don't tell you much about their dreams. But oh, honey, we are the wild cards. I will take your fears and I'll blow them all to smithereens. I'll climb a mountain, set out on the sea.
Wow, that's like, I don't know, that's just like getting on a big train and going down the tracks and just having the greatest time of your life.
At Absolutely. Least,
you know, it's just really quite something. Kyle Buck, you were telling me a story, mm-hmm. am I right, about how this band got started.
Well, it was just kind of a shot in the dark. I put a, you know, casted a line out into the internet, and out came Mr. Nicely, our bass player. I got on Craigslist and was at a point in my life where I was like, you know what, I need a more productive hobby. I had some stuff I enjoyed doing, but you know, it wasn't really fulfilling. And I was like, you know what, I want to play music with, you know, someone more than just the normal friends that I play with. So I got online, couldn't think of really anywhere else to go besides Craigslist for something like this. And I just got on their band forum and just wrote a short ad saying, you know, acoustic guitar player, here are my influences, here's what I'm listening to. If you're like-minded and would like to jam, potentially start a, you know, project, get a hold of me and let's work it out. And not too long after that, maybe a week or two, I got a message from Aaron, got an email back from Aaron, and he showed interest in, you know, what I was playing and what I wanted to do. And I was thoroughly vetted by Aaron and his wife.
How did that process happen? I mean, in the vetting process, was there some kind of, were there tests you had to take?
Well, I was taken from my home in the middle of the night by some guys in masks.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yes, yeah. It can't get quite intense.
And we just met at the Anderson Steak and Shake right off the interstate, and Aaron was relatively...
I've heard a lot of bands have formed there.
Yeah.
So something about those fresh burgers.
Yeah. Maybe it was a different Steak and Shake, because that wouldn't have happened at that one. But anyway, we met, and we had a great conversation over dinner, and I convinced them I wasn't that crazy. And... his wife Katie was pregnant with their first daughter at the time, and so you know, obviously she wanted to be careful of who she was bringing into the house from Craigslist,
right.
And I completely understood, and luckily I passed the test.
You didn't have to do any like psychological testing?
No, it was actually one of the easier tests to kind of fake my way through, so I was actually able to
good. So
you
now
know.
You've got them thoroughly bamboozled.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
good. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I will ask about the name of the Stampede.
Yes.
But I don't want to do that right now.
Okay.
Because I want to build suspense throughout
sure.
the program. And I think if people are tuned in now, maybe if we hold that till the very last song, then they're just going to stick around just to find out.
What if we did one of the old Hollywood tricks of giving maybe a teaser to the story?
Oh, could we do a teaser?
Yeah, it's going to be a single word.
Okay.
And it's going to fit into the story perfectly. And that word is Aloysius.
And, Aloysius.
Yes, absolutely. Once that story gets told, I think it'll become clear why that word is relevant.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
Sounds really weird to me. So.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. Stick around.
And on that note,
yes,
I would like to make a transition to our next song, if we could.
Absolutely.
And before we do that, however, I would like to just hear the bass line of that song, if it's possible. Is it possible to just hear the bass line? Clap your hands!
it sure does get cold when the sun goes down. Silver moon brings my fire from the earth. I need fire for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. Not but one thing. In the dewy ground, I need fire for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. Not but one thing will do. Sun across the sky, weary holds no measure against the span of time. I need fire for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. Not but one thing will do.
Thank you.
whisper is the wind song in my ear. I need flesh for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. Not but one thing will do. I need fire for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. Not but one thing will do. I need fire for my fingers, whiskey for my mind, for my soul. Only one thing will do, Lord, Lord, for my soul. The only cure is you.
Wow. That is some song. I really enjoyed talking with you about how you created that song from the bass line.
Yeah.
You like built that bass line first, and it was such a thrill to hear it begin the song like that, too.
Well, thanks for introducing it that way.
Yeah. You know, where are you all from? I forgot to ask Kyle where he was from.
Kyle's from Anderson. Yeah. I'm from Cincinnati originally. Now I live in Noblesville, just north of Indianapolis.
And what are your musical roots exactly?
I grew up on rock and roll. My dad was a rock and roll drummer from the time that he was 12, and he still plays in a couple of cover bands. Now in his 60s. Sorry, Dad. Tell everybody. But, yeah, so grew up with that, trapped in the car with him, listening to all the popular rock and roll of the day back then, and grew up really heavily on Tom Petty. He was kind of my rocker of choice.
Yeah,
to buy my own albums.
Yeah, we both like Tom Petty, and I like what you said about him being a. Use the word workhorse? He's a hard worker.
Yeah, he put out almost an album a year for quite a long time.
Yeah.
They're doing their 40th anniversary tour now.
That's just incredible. Well, that's really neat, and. So when you got, I heard a lot about this vetting process,
right.
And how difficult this must have been. What did your wife have something set up to figure it out?
She's a pretty good read of people, I think, and although that proved not to be as accurate in this case. But no, really, I mean, if you look at how it all went down to meet somebody on Craigslist and to still be playing music with them 6 years later, I think she did a pretty good job of picking a good fellow there.
Well, you know, it's such a pleasure to have the band on the stage today, and I'm looking forward to, we're going to bring them back in the next part of our show and hear some more songs. And
great.
Really appreciate you sharing with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And coming up next, we have Hannah Livingood's going to be here to share one of her original songs from Goshen, Indiana. She's coming over to help us out. And we have the Moonatics are going to be doing a Rover script, a script for the Rover, and that'll be with Cindy Davis. And then we'll also have Jim Bowen's going to be here sharing a poem from a friend of mine, Chris Mattingly, a great poet from the Evansville area and now teaching in Georgia. So we'll see you after the set.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.